Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan, and I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome, everybody. It's the Chuck and Julie Show, True Straight Up. Chuck Bino, Julie Hayden, brought to you this Wednesday by
AmericaCitizenPress.com, great conservative website, along with Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. A lot to talk about today. We're going to get to the breaking news we had on our show Monday and what we've learned from that big hearing going on in an election integrity case in Colorado. And then also, as promised, we did our research. We have all of the answers to the election, so we can be your like live election guide. Get any questions about it, you know, we're going to open the phones up to you. Can call in, weigh in, tell us what you think as well on that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's start with Eric Coomer. We had his lawyer for Joe Altman on Monday. The deposition was finally released. The judge had sua sponte suppressed it, but then reviewed it and decided nothing too bad happened to him. So we can see it, which is, you know.
And what this all stems from, let's see, let's explain it succinctly. Essentially, so Joe Altman, Colorado podcaster, Denver guy, or Colorado guy, was on a Zoom call, he says, before the election, and it was an Antifa Zoom call. Joe Altman, not an Antifa guy, he, though, was allowed on the call by a confidential source, I guess we would call him.
Which is not illegal. You can be on Zoom calls in a room and everything else.
So right. It'd be like us trying to sue you guys if somebody else was wandered through your house and heard us on the Zoom call. Say, oh, they were unauthorized. So yeah, nothing illegal there. And he heard some guy who was referred to as Eric from Dominion when the Antifa people were bemoaning the fact that Trump might win. This Eric from Dominion person said, don't worry about that. I fixed it so he can't. Ha, ha, ha. Joe did his research. Turns out that there is an Eric Coomer from Dominion in Colorado, former head of the security division, and a massive anti-Trump guy. Joe found all these Facebook posts, pro-Antifa, massive anti-Trump guy. I mean, his Facebook posts.
But Eric Coomer said they were false, that these were not his email posts, that he had not posted such things. Although in this deposition, we found the contrary.
Right. He admitted that he did and still hold it. We'll play some soundbite from that. So there was a hearing going on today, a 2-day hearing. Joe's lawyers are arguing that Eric Coomer can't sue him for defamation, that for a number of reasons.
It's called an anti-slap suit.
Right.
Hearing.
But what is most outrageous, we have this pro-Antifa, pro-BLM judge. She marched in BLM marches.
Maria Every Moses.
That's right. Who was brand new to the bench, by the way. Who has been making, according to Andrea and Joe Altman's attorneys, this bizarre series of rulings clearly designed to keep the rest of us from finding out the truth. In a defamation suit, truth is a defense. So you'd think the most obvious question would be to ask Eric Coomer, hey, were you on that phone call? Guess what? The judge says, nope, can't ask him that. Can't ask him anything about that. And is extremely limited their ability to talk to him, to try to get to the truth, is slapping them down every step of the way. They were saying this 2-day hearing, they firmly believe that the judge is going to say, no, this lawsuit can go ahead, costing Joe Altman thousands and thousands of dollars, costing Eric Coomer thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars,
except
which
he's not paying.
Yeah, except for he's not paying for it. Apparently. And guys, this is all an attempt to slap any of us down. I mean, we've been banned from YouTube. Facebook is throttling us. Twitter, you know, they put the little fact check. You could say, you know, the sun is up, and they'd be like, oh, this is not a verified account. It's all an attempt to shut people up, to stop them asking questions. You'd think if they didn't have any questions, if they were confident that there was absolutely no problem with the election, no questions questions at all, they would be like, ask all you want. If they were confident that Eric Coomer was not on that phone call, they'd say, ask him, see what he has to say, right? But instead, they're trying to hide everything. So we went through the deposition, Chuck and I, it was lengthy, although not as lengthy. Joe Altman had
only 2 hours actually, yeah, for a deposition. It's not particularly long.
And it was clear in there, in this deposition, I think Andrea was right when she said they would like to get Eric Coomer on the stand because he comes across, she said, and I have to say, I agree after reading it and seeing it, sort of an arrogant jerk.
I think that'd be a fair assessment.
Yeah, and that's a polite way of putting it, right? And an arrogant jerk who still hates Trump, all Trump supporters. In the deposition, let me just go through some of the things he acknowledged, though. He considered himself a skinhead at one time. He struggled with heroin and cocaine addictions. He lost his job, lost his marriage, was in jail over DUI. That's the kind of guy you want in charge of election security, I'm just saying. Again, in a Denver Post editorial, he said that any anti-Trump and pro-Antifa Facebook posts were fabricated. Then he acknowledged, oh, wait, they were actually his. Yeah, exactly. And then...
Did the Denver Post retract its editorial?
No. They haven't done that. No, that kind of lie is okay.
That's right.
An interesting thing, and I just want to point this out before we get to some of the sound, Channel 4 did a story on this.
Oh, boy.
Rick Salinger, who's a good guy. I like Rick Salinger. I've known him forever. He did an okay job. But then he quoted former Channel 4 reporter, now legal analyst Raj Kohan. And Raj repeated the big lie, big lie. Raj said, here's the thing. Eric Coomer is likely to prevail because there's evidence the Trump team knew the claims were false. That is, guys, a flat out lie. There is no evidence that anyone on the Trump team knew anything about whether Eric Coomer was or wasn't on the call, let alone the fact that he wasn't on the call because the judge won't let anyone ask it. So it's just a lie. And that's how they do it. They slip these little lies in and, you know.
But because Eric Coomer told the Denver Post editorial board one thing and then had to acknowledge something else, which would be a lie. She's decided you cannot say the word lie in the trial.
That's right. You can't use the word lie. Exactly.
He engaged in that. And so you can't do that. I mean, it's, you know, your judicial system working for you.
And it's clear in the deposition, again, keep in mind, Joe Altman, who is the defendant in the case, he could be deposed at 19 hours. And I think there was no limit on time, but Eric Coomer, who's the one who brought the suit. So if he doesn't want to ask questions, you'd think don't bring the lawsuit, right? If you don't want to ask questions, but he was the judge that he could only be deposed for 2 hours. So in the testimony, and Chuck, I wanted to ask you about this as a lawyer, how you handle this. A lot of the time, like he was arguing, like, what do you mean by often? What's often? It's like a Bill Clinton kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by the? He did spend a lot of time doing that. Or he would say, well, what's Antifa? And they would ask him a question and he would kind of go off. And then so as a lawyer, when you only have 2 hours, what do you do with that? They had to make the choice.
Well, normally you don't have 2 hours. And after your 8-hour deposition or whatever you reserve for it, you go back to the court saying he's deliberately evasive and that we need to more time. Deposition. We only have 2 hours. It's a pretty good idea to good strategy anyway to keep on.
And this is from Sandra. I would like to know who put money in the back pocket of the judge. Charlene, why even have a court system? Sandra says this is the BS now that's going on in the justice system. You know what I think, Sandra? In this case, I'm going to bet that. I don't think there was money put in her pocket. I think this is just part of this progressive elite that think, again, the end justifies the means, right? So keep in mind, there was no big steal. All a lie, lie, lie. Anyone who questions that is a domestic terrorist, and they don't want to let any kind of facts get in the way of the story. So anyone who is going to say that Eric Coomer lied, which he admitted he lied, well, you can't use the word lie anymore. I don't know what you're supposed to say there. You can't ask him the most basic question, were you on the call? So I think it's worse than money, because if it were money, that would imply that somebody else could give her money and she'd come down on the other side. I think she is an ideologue, inexperienced, and just doesn't care, right? Yeah. She's going to make sure that Joe Altman and anybody like Joe Altman is shut up.
She can have anything to do with it.
Exactly. So we're going to play some of the sound bites now and let you guys hear for yourself, because Broke on our show, initially she had sealed it. suppressed it. And then Andrea said, no, it's just been released. And again, it was kind of hard trying to find sound because Altman's answers were so, like I said, disjointed and deliberately disjointed and intentionally disjointed, trying to take up time. But if we could play, what he was asked was, do people at Dominion share your political? Well, first let me play the Trump one, where he had this rabid, profane, hating Trump posts all over the place. And they asked him if he still believes that today. So if we could play the Coomer Trump soundbite, please, Thomas.
I stand by it, yes.
This is the Post.
So it's just a position sitting here today, 2021, that only an absolute fucking idiot could ever vote for Donald Trump.
Yes.
You hate Donald Trump, don't you, sir?
I do not like him at all.
And there was another example. They'd say, well, you hate him, right? And he goes, well, what do you mean by hate? And he's like, well, you know, I mean, so we led them off on this thing. And again, if you're the attorney, I don't know what you do with that.
Well,
but
I wouldn't go after it. I mean, if you, you know, said you hate and you said dislike, you know, you don't quibble about words.
Right. And that's what I would, to be honest, I kind of was thinking that too.
Because, but, what do you mean hate? Do I hate? No, I dislike
right,
him. So
right.
You can interpret
right.
that any way you want.
And then they went on to say, to ask him a series of questions about, do the people at Dominion share your feelings about him? And essentially he said, yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be working there. But that's play. This gets kind of, you can see where he's intentionally trying to convolute things too. If we could play the Coomer Dominion soundbite, please.
So you say that these thoughts don't necessarily reflect the thoughts of your employer. That's Dominion voting systems, correct?
At the time, yes.
Though if not, you should probably find another job. Is that what you meant to say?
I think that's what's written there, yes.
So it's your view, if the thoughts expressed in this Facebook post did not reflect the thoughts of Dominion voting systems, you should probably find another job.
If I thought I worked for fascists, I would quit.
Jen, could you read the question, please?
Or it's your view, if the thoughts expressed in this Facebook post do not reflect the thoughts of Dominion voting systems, that you should probably find another job.
Is that true?
I think I answered.
But is the statement true? That if the thoughts, if it was your view on the date of this Facebook post, the thoughts you expressed in it were not shared by Dominion, you should get another job.
If I thought I worked for fascists, I would quit.
Okay, you've avoided the question again.
Yeah, and what they're trying to get at there is that, you know, basically he was saying everybody at Dominion agrees with me. And I think at the very least, we should be able to say, okay, so all of you guys hated Trump, totally hated Trump, considered Trump and all of his supporters horrible people. And did that have any impact on anything? I think, again, we're looking at a progressive left we've seen in which any means justifies, I mean, the end justifies any means, no matter what. It's a legitimate question.
What's amazing is that people like Wayne Williams, who was an establishment Republican, was Secretary of State, along with other Republican establishments, you know, all very pushed very hard to get Dominion in the state. You'd think they'd done a little background check on what
You know, I mean, there aren't that probably many voting systems to work for.
There are various other voting systems, and you do not need to have Dominion, and they rigged it to get Dominion. And why did they rig it to get Dominion? Well, one of the key Republican clerks, was Matt Crane, whose wife worked for Dominion. So if Dominion shares those views, then probably Matt Crane's wife shares those views or might share those views. So I think it's an amazing process where Republicans really work hard to make sure Republicans can never win.
Well, yeah, there's that. And I think the other thing that, again, should be examined, and at least, you know, we should be allowed to ask, is clearly Eric Coomer felt totally fine to be posting these totally profane anti-Trump posts, right? And these pro-Antifa posts.
Luckily, he's not John Gruden.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying, exactly. And you would, so he did not feel that, you know, that anybody was going to criticize him for this. And in the New York Times article about the whole thing, they did have Dominion people saying after the fact, of course, well, no, we're discouraged from putting opinions like that out on Facebook. We're supposed to at least publicly maintain some sort of neutral thing. So, right. You know, again, a lot of questions. And to me, the biggest thing of all, and we've seen this throughout with this election integrity, is they scream up and down, big lie, big lie, big lie. Trump team had no evidence, blah, 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 blah. All of that is a lie. There are a lot of questions. And you would be crazy to not be asking these questions. But again, here in Colorado, Jenna Griswold said, no audit. She passed a law, I guess.
Because we have the gold standard.
Because we have the gold standard.
According to Ken Buck.
And if we have a gold standard, then why not do an audit? Why not verify?
Because we have a gold standard. And gold standards cannot be questioned.
That's right. No, not by Republicans. If you're the Democrat, they can be questioned totally. Not. Let me read some of the columns there here, too. So Eric Coomer apparently has attorneys that coached him very well. Exactly. Was this videotaped? Yes. I think Joe's attorney said there were problems with the videographer. You know,
it's a Zoom call. It's not like everybody's sitting in the same room. So
it was a little complicated at times. There is a videotape of it. It's hard to find. I can tell you what, you can get a link to it from, if you go to the Gateway Pundit, you can get a link to it. But it is a lengthy download. I'm going to give you a heads up on there. And this also from Sandra. Yes, Wayne Williams wanted the Dominion systems in all Colorado counties. And then Charlene, Douglas County, I heard, does not have Dominion. I think that's correct, Charlene. That's right. You know, we are going to move to Douglas County. I'm afraid we have to move to Douglas County. So anyway, and we will be keeping you posted. Again, the Joe Altman's attorneys did not expect to win the anti-SLAPP, which would mean the judge would say this was a frivolous defamation case. Right. They
and
didn't.
Apparently, they can appeal that directly to the Court of Appeals, which will take at least a year, maybe two or three.
Right. And again, keep in mind, the overall point of this lawsuit is to scare people like us, like people at radio stations that we won't mention, like TV people, like Fox, like Newsmax, like OANN, like all of those organizations, to scare them from covering the story. They're just like, let's just stay away from it. Because again, they don't want anyone asking questions. And that in and of itself, I think, should make you suspicious if nothing else does.
Well, I mean, they can sue whoever they want. It'll cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. It will go through the legal system, and God knows what will come out at the end. I don't think too many people have much trust in the system anymore, but that's the one we've got. So we'll see.
We'll keep you posted that. Okay, now we're going to switch gears a little bit because we have been talking about covering the election. And at this point, let me open up to the phones, or if you're on Zoom and you want to have a question, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008 is the number. Hey, and let me say too, if anyone, we love having you guys on Zoom. Anyone ever wants to join the show on Zoom, happy to have you. The number for that, you just go to zoom.us, and the meeting number, it's always the same, 209-576-4023. That's 209-576-4023. So bottom line in Colorado, three statewide ballot issues.
One constitutional amendment, two ballot issues.
And basically, yes, no, yes, is what you want to vote. Right?
No, you want to vote. You want to vote.
Right, don't listen to me.
Don't listen to me. You have the statewide amendment to the Constitution, which is
Amendment 78.
And it basically says that if monies get sent to the state, the governor, the AG just can't do with it whatever they want. The legislative process should consider it and decide. And I agree totally with that.
Well, here's what's happened. Here's a couple of examples. So Phil Weiser gets like a tobacco settlement opioid settlement, right? So what? And then so the state of Colorado gets millions of dollars. Well, what does Phil Weiser do with it? He immediately funnels it to his little cottage industry buddies on the progressive side, right? Yeah, and he gives it to them. And
the legislature should be able to give it to their buddies,
right?
On the left side,
exactly. Or Polis gets all of this federal stimulus money because of COVID, right? And he's the one who decides where it goes. Essentially, it's giving them slush funds that they can use as they want. Now, opponents of this would say, well, now we're just going to give it to the legislature to use it for
their social
funds.
Well, that's what the legislature does.
But at least there's some transparency. There's ability to argue about it or to account for it. There is some ability for people to speak out. So I would say on Amendment 78, which would say any state money in terms of grants or rewards or stimulus money
should go through the usual appropriation system.
Like everything else. Okay, so that one's yes. No is the Prop 119. That's the next one. That's that LEAP initiative we've talked about. No.
$150 million run by Democrats, for Democrats, by Democrats.
For the kids.
For the kids. Just low-income kids, though. Not all kids are the same. It is the biggest con job in a long while. And therefore, you have lots of Republicans from,
Christy Burton Brown.
Christy Burton Brown wants it. Saying she likes
George
sin
Brockler.
George Brockler wants it because he wants to be popular. Who else? Former Governor Owens wants it because he's totally in the tank these days. Hank Brown wants it because you can just ask Hank whatever pass, whatever initiative is. Luckily, there's Kevin Lundberg and others who are opposing it. You know, people are going to make, this is going to be a piggy bank, and it could rise up to $500 million a year, and there's be no control of it. The board gets to reappoint its own people.
What it is it sets up a state education board to allocate.
Appointed by Polis.
By Polis. And then
they get to recommend who they think should succeed somebody. So it'll just be
$500,000. Allocating a marijuana tax increase.
Which will send more people
to go for
black
education
market.
Stuff. But it's like.
It'll go to Planned Parenthood. It'll go to the needle injection sites. It'll go to whatever they want it to go to. It's not so awful that the Democrats can kind of come up with these incredibly awful programs. But the Ready Jobs guy, what was his name?
I forget. Charlene is like, all the rhinos want it. That's it, yes, Charlene. Basically, yes. You can look at it.
They just want the Democrats to have, and apparently, you know, some people, and what's the name of that guy on Ready Colorado, who became now, he's now part of Daniel's grant fund, great. Mm-hmm. But you have so many people, so many Republicans betraying you all the time.
That's because this is going to be money. They make it sound as if it's like a voucher program, right? Where if you're a parent, you can apply for the money and you can go to your kids and it can help them with education. So, I mean, in a number of ones. One's it's a tax increase, right? So just say no there. Just say no to the tax increase. Two, it creates another bureaucracy. So just say no to another that.
Massive bureaucracy that's really outside of your control. Three, it's controlled totally by Democrats.
Right.
Four, they will spin off a little money for Owens, a little money for the Ready Jobs people, you know, all these other crooked groups.
And all it's going to do is ram critical race theory, gender fluidity issue. I mean, it's just going
to
be.
You don't get to do with it what you want to. No. You've got to do it to their approved programs. And what do you think they're like?
Yeah, exactly.
Why any Republican would back this, including the chairman of the Republican Party, shows a level of corruption and dishonesty that is disgusting.
Either that or just like,
stupidity.
Naivety.
No, it wasn't stupidity because we had Kevin Lundberg come to our want to give a great talk on why it was such a bad idea.
If we could figure it out. Well, yeah, like I say, so here we go. So to recap, yes, on Amendment 78, which would say in Colorado that that all state money comes in before it can be allocated, it has to go through the legislature. No on this, it's a LEAP initiative, Prop 119. And then here's another one, Proposition 120. This would basically cut property taxes 9% for business and residential. I would say yes on that. This one's a little complicated too. Nothing's ever as simple as it seems.
Well, it's not very complicated. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, it gets complicated.
It was put up by the
Colorado Rising State Action.
State Action, who we've had their people on before.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically, the legislature heard it was being approved to be on the ballot. So they put in laws in which vitiated it. It's made it only applicable to multifamily housing and a couple other minor ones.
I say still cut taxes.
Well, I think Colorado's Action said they will sue. Of course, you get our crooked, corrupt system, but they will sue, saying you cannot sue a sponte ahead of time kill initiatives by your own
with the law, right?
And you'd think that'd be true, but hey,
you never know. And Charlene is asking, where does Caldera stand on Leap? I think Caldera was, you know, I don't know, Charlene. I'll find out. I had a suspicion, but it's tricky. So those are that's all there is for the statewide ballots. Let me give you your advice
for the center left coalition.
For the there is a ton of, and if you're out there, a ton of school boards. And, you know, I think to me, I see it in a very encouraging sign that all of a sudden there are a lot of people running for school board. I think that parents have just had it. We saw what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, right? Mm-hmm. Where the dad is arrested, accused of being a domestic terrorist because he's complaining that his daughter was sexually assaulted by a boy claiming to be trans in the girl's bathroom. So what do they do? Rather than report it and have the boy, whatever, they send him to another school where he does the exact same thing, and now he's arrested. And I mean, parents are up in arms there. I think parents are up in arms everywhere when they've learned what they're teaching our kids and what some of the awful things the teachers unions are going through. So for school boards, there are a ton of candidates out there. Obviously, we don't have time to go through every school board. There's, you know, millions.
Well, I hope people do enough to, if they talk about equity, inclusion, you can usually tell what they're about, although they try to hide. They pretend they're conservative, pretend to be not. If you can find out in your county, who are the ones that the teachers' unions are backing? You want to vote for everybody else.
Right, right.
Teacher unions are real, a real.
I think they've been exposed, right?
Well, yeah, but can people get through it to figure out which ones are or are not the ones? Republicans never want to run together for some bizarre reason, but Democrats always run together. It's an amazing process.
You know, and then so city council elections, and we'll talk about Westminster here in a second, but tons of city council elections out there. There is, it's being reported, a lot of dark money coming in and funding the Dems, yeah, right? So again, keep in mind, that's George Soros-funded organizations. The Democrats have an agenda for city councils and school boards that go, that have nothing anymore to do with the local place that they're supposed to represent. They all have to do with being part of a much broader, bigger agenda. Essentially to destroy the family, to destroy suburbs, to make us all dependent on government. I mean, and you go like, oh, Julie, please, but for real.
No,
okay.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the truth.
No one could deny that.
So with that, once again, if they talk about affordable housing, if they talk about green solutions to this or that, vote no.
Sustainability.
No. Right. All of that stuff, those are code words for we're going to destroy your style of life, okay, and the American dream,
right, yeah.
Right, and raise your taxes a heck of a lot in the meantime. So vote no on those people. In Denver, I'm just going to say, we moved out of Denver. The people of Denver just get, but there's only like a bazillion dollars worth of bond increases for all kinds of things in Denver. If you live in Denver and you're not voting no on these things, you're crazy. Okay. I'm just telling you why.
Well, 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E are all bond measures. Vote no of them. The worst of them is the housing one, 2B. That is just to make Denver even a bigger mess.
They want to give $38.6 million for the homeless. Okay, keep in mind, there was a recent study that came out. The Denver metro area is already spending $500 million on the homeless. They don't need another $38.6 million. Hey, see, Charlene has raised her hand. Hey, Charlene, thank you for chiming in. Go ahead.
Well, hi. I haven't weighed in a while. I just have a couple of points that,
sure.
First of all, this Joel Altman, he's like the William Wallace of our time. You know,
yes.
If history ever does, the winners usually write the history books, but sometimes the losers get in the history books accurately. He'll be considered one of the great ones because he's going up against the big guys and he's not backing down. So I appreciate him. But, you know, this FEC, I understood it's a really good group and it's very, you know, it's pro-liberty. And then I hear that Chris Burton Brown got involved because of some educational and health issues. And now she's like backing away from it. Is that
is that what
she's doing?
Here's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
She had backed away from it before. So what happened is it was formed during sort of the height of the pandemic, I believe. And Joe, the whole point was to reopen businesses, to reopen schools.
Yeah. It was a great group.
Exactly. And then what happened was after the election, Christy Burton Brown then quit before that because she ran for being chair of the Republican Party. So she was no longer involved when Joe.
Which is why a lot of people voted for. by the way.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She built up her conservative base through that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, okay. So, and now I feel like she's discarding it because it's a little tainted, too tainted for her and too, you know, too freedom loving. And you know, that really bugs me. And now, and what I'm hearing is people are saying, oh, she's just so far right with this group. And she's denying, you know, like, well, how many times are you going to have to deny?
Runs the Colorado Times Reporter, and it's just a joke, you know. Our good friend Ted Trimpa said, well, they fund it.
Yeah.
So we fund it so to pretend that it's kind of a neutral reporting one.
And And so she's trying to appease these leftists by saying, oh, no, I never knew FEC just for a short time.
I'm trying to be a little fair. In somewhat fairness, she did get uninvolved with the group before all of this started coming out, right?
Before anybody did anything.
On the other hand,
but not before she got elected as GOP chair, because they supported her and helped her there.
And I think another thing to keep in mind, Charlene, I mean, the timing of the Democrat-funded news stories, they're not news stories, and the New York Times story all came out as Joe Altman was testifying and Eric Coomer was giving his deposition, and Eric Coomer just comes across terribly. They are worried about this getting out, right? They are worried about all of this. And you know, I just
wish we had a chair that would say, yes, that's a great organization. And I'm not going to appease to the left by saying it's a bad organization. I was involved with it. It helped me get elected chair because there's a lot of conservatives. I'm a conservative. I'm pro-life and, you know, deal with it. Yeah. That's what I wish you would say. Yeah. And so it really bugs me. And so now she's being labeled as far right. Well, she's not far right at all. She's gone completely back to the left.
Leap in this.
So Christy Burton Brown, she's like, no, look, I'm not grassroots at all. I hate the grassroots.
And she's going back to the left. So I'm just saying, you know, we don't want her either. The right doesn't want her either because she can't stick up with the right. So the left can have her and she can stay over there. That's my main gripe over, you know, what's going on.
You raise a really good point. And this is, I think, why people continue to like Donald Trump. It's like, stand up for us, right? Stand up for us. Those people, they being the progressive Democrats, the judge, the lawyers for Eric Coomer himself, the media, they're all lying, flat out, provably lying. And we need to stand up and say.
And let the chips fall. And, you know, and here's the thing about Ken Buck. He's like trying to make waves. Oh, you know, the tech giants, they're censoring you. And I'm like, that sounds like Sherlock Holmes. I mean, we've known that for how long? It's like he's at the back of the crowd, running to the front, getting out front, saying, look at Facebook, they're censoring you. You know, he needs to be at the front of the crowd now, talking about stolen elections, but he won't touch that one. He's, you know, he's talking about stuff we've known for years and it's safe for him to talk about. And that's what leadership is not running from the back of the crowd to the front, but starting out at the front and telling the people what's going on.
And you know what, Charlene, and not being afraid to say the truth, right? Did you see Steve Scalise, I thought, did a good job where that stupid, was it Chris Wallace, kept trying to say, well, we say the word, steal the election. And he's like, I'm not going to say that. Here's what I'm saying. Here's the thing.
Exactly.
You're making up these words and you are throwing this at us and we're supposed to be like, you know, dogs with the dog whistle, like, ooh, and just say, no, I agree with you.
And those kind of people are not going to get my allegiance or my money. And, you know, I don't know who's going to support them, but I mean, they're just not going to get very far. But, you know, those are the two points I want to make. About
they're great, Charlene. Thanks. Glad to hear from you.
Also, this is from Santa. Double check. School board people are running. Many Republicans are being supported by the teachers union. Yeah, just because you're Republican, they'll just have a lefty and there are plenty of left-wing Republicans these days who is really behind all the things. So they'll just have somebody change over their one. So if they're supported by the teachers union, they're bad people.
Right.
Just bad, regardless of their party or affiliation or whatever else. If they're supported by the teachers union, they're bad people.
So back to anybody else, 888-627-6008. Also, so in Denver, just vote no against all of the bond issues. Denver's got all the money. They want to have $63.3 million for bike lanes. Okay, number one, there's nobody in Denver anymore, so they don't need an urban bike lane to go all the way down to downtown. No one's going down there anymore.
They'll all pass. Don't worry about it. But you get, after the bond issues, you get 2F. Repealing the group living amendment, increasing the number of unrelated adults who who can live together. That's absolutely vote yes for that. That's saying, hey, we want to have single family zoning. We don't want to have group homes everywhere. So 2F is an absolute yes. 2G, allowing a citizen oversight board to appoint the independent monitor. Anything that hurts the mayor, I'd say yes. Although the civilian board, awful too. Moving elections from May to April, I'd say no.
Just say no
because they want it. We don't.
Well, essentially what's happening is the city clerk there is saying when they have them in May, we have to have the runoff in June, and that's a tight turnaround. It's like, so what? Deal with it.
A sales tax increase on retail marijuana sales to pay for pandemic research. Absolutely vote yes on this one. I have a lot of friends who own pot shops in Glendale. This would be great for them.
Oh, yeah.
This would be just great for them.
This would be, good for a few. So if you want to boost the marijuana industry outside of Denver, vote that. Yeah, What's interesting about this, this is Ordinance 300. It was raised the marijuana sales tax from 10.3% to 11.8%. And it would, interestingly, give the money to CU Denver for pandemic research. And apparently this is being pushed and funded to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars from some out-of-state dark money. And it's like, what's up with that? Why is out-of-state dark money want to raise sales taxes in Colorado to give money? I mean, I don't know. Maybe these are CU professors who are pushing that. I mean, I don't know. But that's just kind of suspicious. That whole thing makes me just very, very suspicious.
So 301, making it harder to build on Park Hill Golf Course. Absolutely yes.
Yes.
I'm not sure what 302 is.
What 302 is, so this is all the fight over the Park Hill Golf Course. What happened is there's a big developer wants to develop a Park Hill Golf Course, and it's not really a park. It's a conservation easement-y kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
And so the city said, well, we can do whatever we want with it. We don't care what you stupid citizens or voters want.
Right.
So they sold it to the developer who wants to put a massive high density development there and get rid of a golf course. So the people who support the developers, basically what this would do is it would change the definition of conservation easement so they could still build the golf course to build the development. So it's kind of a weird thing. So vote no on that one.
That's good. Modifying city urban camping mound. This is the one that
that's proposed by Flicker. He's a Democrat, the Denver Republican Party chairperson.
Right. He's a log cabin Republican. I didn't find him to be exactly very honest in my dealings with him regarding the opt-out. Notwithstanding that, I'd vote yes, and I'd vote yes on 304, lowering the city sales tax and use tax and capping it.
Right.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, for Denver. Well, the whole thing is silly. But here's the thing. Denver is just going to vote. The city's citizens of Denver are like crazy, right? They're just going to say, oh yeah, we would like to have more bonds and be in debt more. And we would like to pay. I guarantee you all of those stupid things are going to pass except the ones that shouldn't, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Denver is just goofy. Now in Jeffco, there are all kinds of, and even in Westminster, there are all kinds of ballot measures out there. In general, I would say, this is me, I would say vote against any tax increase. They've got enough of our taxes as it is, okay?
Yeah.
And if we have to live in our means, they have to live within their means. So no on any tax increase. The city of Westminster, one of the proposals there is to change all the he pronouns in city language to gender neutral. I'm going to vote no. That's just stupid. Okay. That's just stupid.
You people, stupid.
Yeah. That's just ridiculous. If anybody has any questions about any particular race or their particular race, raise your hand.
About my race, Westminster.
Okay.
We have up on our side, Nancy McNally for
mayor.
She's a former mayor, a Republican, visitor on Sunday, I think it was, and gave her a check. She'll be a huge better than Anita Seitz, the emerge candidate, left-wing whack-a-mole. It's just awful. And then for the council seats, just remember an acronym, B-I-D-D, B-I. First one's Bruce Brown. We love him.
Bruce Baker.
When I say Brown, Bruce Baker, you love him. He's great. Tremendous. Kathy Ireland's running with him. She's great. Dolaro, who ran Enrico
Del Dero.
She's great. And then the final one is
Dave DeMott. Right.
So just BIDD. If the two people who are on the council are not up for election are Republicans and are, you know, stop this massive increase in spending. Luckily, the city manager was getting $300,000+ a year, quit, so he could have another $300,000. It's a severance pay.
No.
The police chief decided to go to a 3-month sabbatical. There's a rule that you cannot get all your money unless you stay for another 90 days. So he stayed 90 days and quit that day. So, you know, Westminster's run by and for its employees. It does not run for its citizens. It's just a bunch of Democratic left-wing hacks in City Hall. And just you can walk over to City Hall and feel the entitlement to them. They don't go, yes, how can I help you, sir? They go, what do you want? You know, get out of here. They're just awful. I mean, they ought to take everybody who's employed in the city of Westminster and fire them and start again.
Well, in general, again, if you go to the city council members' website and they're talking about affordable housing, if they're talking about sustainability, if they're talking about green this, green that, you know they're bad.
But
okay.
And Westminster, just remember BIDD, Nancy McNulty.
Nope, Nancy.
McNulty.
No, you just made me forget her name. I can't believe it.
Nancy.
You got to write these down, Chuck. Anyway, never. Chuck will tell you later. Chuck took drugs. No, he didn't take drugs before he came on this show. Again, if they're for sustainable, and you guys know all this, right? So the what's important to remember is, I think it used to be easier, I guess, to figure out who to vote for. And now they hide behind code words. They hide behind this. They hide behind
Nancy
that.
Nancy McNally.
McNally. Okay, yeah. You call her McNulty. It's not McNulty.
Close enough. It's not Anita Seitz. just remember,
Chuck,
vote for the M,
writing.
Not the S. Nancy McNulty. So don't try to screw people up, Julie.
Just, oh, with the right name. No, no, we don't want to mess everybody
close
up by giving
enough.
Them the right
vote
name.
Vote for Nancy. Vote for, don't let Julie confuse you, make you feel
Charlie
bad.
Charlie, just like, let Julie correct. Exactly.
No, we don't
Charlie.
Let Julie correct. None of that.
People will, and keep in mind again that they hide behind buzzwords, and it is incumbent on us anymore. I know it's trickier, but you got to do your research, right?
In Commerce City, there are a lot of Republicans running, and that's a key race. I think Thornton's the same way.
Well, but you have to do a little bit of digging to figure out who the Republicans are, right?
Yeah, and you can figure out from their thing. Maybe Friday we'll identify them.
There's a lot. So there's that. You want to talk about, so again, any election questions, 888-627-6008, or raise your hand or chime in. Something else I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk a little bit about, because this is how bizarre the left is, the John Gruden emails. If you haven't followed this, we were just, I like football and sports. And so John Gruden.
I don't like the NFL these days.
No, but the coach of the Raiders, who previously was an ESPN analyst, who previously was an NFL football coach, while he was an ESPN analyst, wrote some emails saying probably stupid things that he wishes he hadn't said, right? Well, number one, it's kind of like, you know, I remember years ago advice to my daughter. It's like, this is back before the internet. God knows this is even more true now. Couple rules, never take photos with Polaroids or any kind of pictures of yourself in any kind of nakedness. That's
no nakedness.
Always,
no
that's
nakedness,
always going to come back to bite you. Okay. Just as a general rule. I also tell her, this is just my rule. Stay away from coffee shops that have any kind of royalty, like King Coffee, Queen Coffee, Royalty Coffee. Those usually tend to be not as good as you think they might be. And if you go in and there are more people on oxygen, but not on oxygen also, that's a bad idea. But those are some of my rules to live
rules
by.
Rules of life.
Rules of life. But so anyway, don't, and another rule would be, don't say stupid things in your emails, because those last forever and someone's going to leak them. So anyway, so they're investigating. This just seems so unfair. They're investigating the Washington football team for toxic workplaces. And so they find in there all of these emails from John Gruden when he was at ESPN to this Washington guy. So to make a long story short, John Gruden.
And then
Gruden,
they give him.
These are 10 years ago emails.
They parcel them out to New York Times, and then it's saying, like, well, what kind of investigation is leaking whatever they can against
against John Gruitt. And so poor John Gruitt, well, poor, I guess he's out, you know, he had $10 million a year, 10-year contract. So he's 4 years into his contract. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he gets fired. Okay. So let's just think about this for a second. John Gruden gets fired for saying, let's just say they weren't, it was politically incorrect, but let's put it that way. They were politically incorrect things to be saying. And you should never make fun of Roger Goodell, the head of the NFL, in emails
even
on
though,
Sunday.
Even though he deserves to be made fun of.
Right. But let's look at the Hillary Clinton emails. Nothing ever happened to those. Let's look at the Hunter Biden emails, laptop emails. Nothing ever happened to those. We got Barney there. Hey,
all
Barney.
Hey, Barney.
Your thoughts? Whoop, unmute your microphone. You turned yourself
can you hear
off.
Me?
Now we can hear you. Yep.
Okay. So, God, you guys cover so much crap. I can't. Is there anything on the ballot, any ballot initiative that we can kick the crap out of any of these people, like a free-for-all?
You know, that's a really interesting question. How few ballot initiatives were put out there by there's a group that Anschutz gave $15 million to, headed by John Caldera, nothing, just nothing.
You know what? You know what? And I know Caldera's not here, but you like your ass clown friend on Dan US? Those guys are out there. They really are. They're never going to fess up. You know, we sit back and we watch Ken Buck literally cut the knees off of Casper. There's no mercy as far as I'm concerned on any of these dudes. But, you know, and by the way, I would say to the butt plan on KGS, so you have Joe Open and you have Eric Coomer. It's a no-brainer.
Yes.
Coomer is a greasy, slimy, scuzzy, I don't know, he's got scum written all over his face. I don't know why this is so hard.
We don't, you know, because he sees lots of people. We're not.
No, you're right. I mean, Brian, and that's what I was saying to Chuck. If you're going to take this to a jury and say, so who do you believe? The heroin, cocaine, DUI, domestic violence guy with these profane posts that initially lied about him and now says it's true, or Joe Altman? You know, I mean, I take that to the jury.
And you know, I know they probably don't have the money. Maybe you guys can get in on a fundraising thing, but this really has to go to a jury because this judge, you know, she's so, God, pompous ass, man, she's got them all beat on this deal. I mean, going back to the ballot thing, I didn't realize that the blue book was now the Farmer's Almanac. So if you guys want to write up an email, I don't have time to go through this crap. I used to go through my blue book. And I do it religiously. I don't have time. You tell me who to vote for. I'll vote.
Okay. Hey, I'll put out a newsletter. Yeah, the statewide ones are easy. Okay, I'll put out a newsletter.
Yeah,
okay.
I really do. Because I agree with Chuck. Well, both of you, really, you've come a long way, excuse me. But, you know, whatever you guys say, I'll go with it. And by the way, doesn't Charlene have that? Doesn't she have a sweet voice?
Yeah. Oh, she does. No, and, you know, Charlene, I love Charlene because she has such a sweet voice. And then she says such, you know, pertinent, right on.
Things. Yeah, so does Sandra. Sandra kills me. She's got a nice voice, too. Not hitting on either one of you, but you guys are awesome to just speak up. But anyway, get it out there, Julie. I think I'm on your email list.
Yes.
So get it out there, because we'll go all the way with you guys. But I don't know what I get so much crap on here that I... That's why I get so damn scatterbrained. You guys cover too much stuff. You gotta stick to one story at a time.
Love you, buddy, too.
Love you,
all right, yeah.
Turn me off. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, there's so much stuff to cover. I mean, we didn't even talk about supply chain, but back to just the John Gruden, because that's a little bit more light. But it still is. So if you're John Gruden, and you know, one day somebody leaks your emails, and of course they don't leak the emails of the other people, so we don't know what's being said. It's very selective. I don't know why they decided to target John Gruden, because my guess because they could. But you know, again, Hillary Clinton can destroy her email server, smash the phone with this, lie about it, and that's all. That's totally okay.
FBI can lie, cheat, steal. Department of Justice can become a Orwellian institution. That's all fine, but John Gruden, he said naughty
things. Well, and Hunter Biden can say, oh, don't worry, I'll ask the big guy to help me get those contracts in China and all this other stuff.
And the big guy has said he knows nothing about Hunter's business dealings, and now it comes out they held a joint account, joint checking account. How'd that happen?
And well, briefly, we've got, so Dr. Donna is saying no on Prop 120. What about residential owners? This favors multifamily. No, Dr. That was a legislative trickery. What happened is initially it was going to be for all property owners. Okay.
Business and home.
The legislature then, after they got word about this ballot initiative going up there, basically passed a law that said it can't affect, if it passes, it can't affect residential homes. So, and the Colorado Rising State Action has said they will sue if they win this ballot initiative to get homes, residential homes put back in it. So this was not a this was not a tricky developer thing at all.
This was
the Democrats in the legislature trying to undermine this so they could keep raising your taxes and not cut it. Now, will Colorado Rising State Action win? We don't know, but...
Well, but then at least, you know, they haven't succeeded totally in destroying everything. I mean, you know,
right.
Tax breaks for multifamily housing is...
And businesses.
Is business. It's not a great idea, but it's better than giving more money to the stupid state.
Yeah, so anyway, my thing is, would be, so Sarlene is saying, I heard it's a no on the disguised property tax issue, but I would disagree respectfully with you guys. And so Sandra, I would say vote yes on Prop 120. Michael Fields and Colorado Rising State Action, those are good guys for the most part. We agree with them for the most part. They were undercut, as I understand it, by the state legislature.
And let those wily Democrats in the state legislature
keep you from voting for a tax decrease, yeah. You know? And as far as I'm concerned, frankly, anyway, tax decrease is a tax decrease, right?
What? Dr. Donna says no on 120. 120
is the one we're talking about. No, Dr. Donna, and yes, no. On the other two.
Yes,
no,
on
no,
LEAP.
No.
Dr. Donna, please.
No, we don't
no.
want to vote yes on the LEAP initiative.
No, not on the LEAP.
Oh, my God.
No,
we're out of time.
No,
we're
gonna... no, Dr. Donna.
So, okay, we're going to have to do this more on Friday. Dr. Donna, have you come on and you can explain
you
to
explain
us.
Explain why you've gone
crazy
on us.
Because we run out of time. Well, I mean, she's not Dr. Donna. We know she's not
why
crazy.
Why should businesses and multifamily get a free one residency? Not because the Democrats set it up that way. But they'll sue and maybe get it. And if those people get a break, the next time we'll get the break, even if they try to change it. But don't let those wily Democrats control you, manipulate you.
That, and then they
LEAP initiative is about vouchers. It's not.
It's
about
bad.
Democrats. It's bad.
That's
bad,
right. That's
bad.
Right. Hey, listen, we got to go.
Okay.
We'll talk more about this on Friday.
Everybody gets, every voice is welcome.
That's right. And it's Party Friday. We will see. We appreciate all of you on Zoom. Great folks at BBS. We appreciate you too. And everybody listening. Thank you so much. We'll see you Party Friday.
Okay. Bye-bye.